was life like in the Middle Ages in Europe? A feast for the senses, art and experience in medieval Europe, a new exhibition from the Walters Art Museum, sponsored in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities, depicts the human experience of that time through hundreds of life-inspired works of art. Joanne Spicer, acting curator of the exhibition, tells us more.
Our senses, sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste, are so central to our being as individuals that we take them for granted, at least until we lose one. But men and women of the late Middle Ages in Europe didn't take them for granted, as reflected in the objects of this intriguing exhibition. But why focus on the late Middle Ages, beginning around the 13th century? Because important shifts were occurring that had lasting impacts, consequences of the growth of court culture and cities at the expense of the power of Christian religious organizations. Instead of being preoccupied with the afterlife, men and women began to think more about this life, with its pleasures, pains, and opportunities for new knowledge to make life better and to get closer to God. The zeal with which they explored these experiences is at the core of this exhibition, epitomized in the initial splendid tapestry of a flower-filled courtly garden, a place both for relaxation and for recalling the virtues of the Virgin Mary. Sensory stimulation played a key role in the rituals at the core of both courtly and religious life. Lordly banquets, brought to life through imagery and exquisite objects to grace the table, were critical to establishing political relationships. Precious vessels, elaborate food displays, performances of dancing or music, and fine tapestries all provided a stage to convey splendor and power, essential to a ruler. Recipes called for grinding ingredients to be reassembled in fanciful shapes, while spoons and knives, as yet no forks, might be made of exquisite enamel or engraved with a popular tune, while a pitcher made of fine jasper might turn out to be a lifesaver, literally. It was then widely believed that jasper would sweat in the presence of poison, always a worry for persons in high places. Experience of religion, both public and private, was also defined by sensation. During the church service, incense, song, flickering candles, shimmering tabernacles, and brilliant splashes of colored light coming through stained glass windows created an environment conducive to meditation and spiritual introspection. Christians were urged to use all their physical senses in seeking mystical union with God. Objects used for private devotion, such as prayer beads, books of hours, and devotional pictures, play on these ideas and contain sensory prompts of various nature. Prayer beads could be filled with fragrances, while images of the crucified Christ and his wounds reminded the devout of Christ's pain and suffering during the Passion. The faithful were encouraged to actually relive Christ's Passion, feel his pain, and share in Mary's sorrows. But they were also encouraged to share her joy. A little masterpiece by the Dutch painter Gert Kintoot Sint Jans sums it up. Multitudes of wildly joyful angel musicians surround the Virgin in the heavenly spheres, playing every conceivable instrument, peasant bagpipes alongside courtly trumpets, all miraculously in harmony as led by the baby Jesus, who seems close to dislocating his tiny arm with his bell ringing.
Feast for the Senses is on view at the Walters through January 8, 2017. More information can be found at thewalters.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.